You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Our guest tonight is a Tony Award-winning actor and comedian who stars in the new film, The American Society of Magical Negroes. Please welcome David Alan Greer.
We are big fans of yours, as is everyone in this audience.
Yep. Thank you.
We're very excited to talk to you about this film, but before we get into that, we have to talk about the last very cool job that you just had last week. You were the voice of God at the Academy Awards.
Yes, yes, I was.
Yes.
It was really fun. I mean, I can't tell you who did it before me. I never was like,
the voiceover guy was amazing.
So Jimmy Kimmel's an old friend. He texted me and he asked me, did I want to do it? And I said, being the whore that I am.
Of course.
Of course. Yes. How many tickets? I'm in. It was really fun, though. It was really
great.
Got to take my daughter, who's 16.
Oh, that's great.
Did she love it? Was she over the moon?
Yes, she really was. She walked the carpet with me, and it was great. When she was a little kid, she told me that she wanted to go to the Oscars. And I was like, sure, honey. But inside, I'm like, what am I going to do? So I was glad to make good on that promise.
This film, I'm calling it the new satirical film starring David Alan Greer because I'm afraid to say the word Negroes. Oh,
why?
Shit, I just said it.
You know, it's so strange to me.
But tell me a little bit about this. Yeah.
Well, wait, it's so strange to me that I call Negro the other N-word. Okay. You know,
maybe that's why I'm afraid to say it.
Why? It's really not. I mean, it's amazing that people are afraid to say Negro, but not afraid to say So that's the word you should be worried about.
Yeah, I don't say
Negro's fine. Don't worry about Negro. It's all right.
This film it threads the needle perfectly of hilarious and informative and sentimental. Was that a concern of yours when you read the script?
No. I mean, I just, you know, when I read a script, I just want to be surprised. I mean, the worst script is when you read, you know what's gonna happen 10 pages before, they're gonna fall in love, someone's gonna trip and die, and the world goes on.
Trip and die.
Exactly.
They always end with that.
But so this really took me by surprise. It's quirky, different.
Yeah.
It was a great read, because most of them aren't, so.
The premise of the film, that's very true, by the way. Not that I get sent very many scripts.
Oh, you will after today.
The premise of the film was inspired by the trope that we often see, where a black character exclusively exists for the sole purpose of affirming a white lead.
And also, you know, magical Negroes have a strange array of knowledge. You know, like they can fix, they can fix like spaceships, golf swing, you know, solve wars, but they have no family, no home. They just appear.
No, that's right.
When I saw this film, I said, shit, I have to throw away my Legend of Bagger Vance VHS film.
Well, actually, you know, most of my younger career, I auditioned for those roles, man, because those are the ones where everybody, they would get nominated. Oh, the, you know, this black character was so sympathetic, it made me cry. You know, Driving Miss Daisy and stuff like that. I never got them because I was too crazy or something. They were like, David, you're not magical Negro material. So.
Speaking of roles that you auditioned for, I heard that you auditioned for the original version of The Color Purple.
I did.
And did not get it that time.
No, I did not.
But you did just in this recent.
I did, but I auditioned for Harpo.
Okay.
And I did not get a call back, and I was devastated. I thought, this is the last movie, the last part, it'll never be. And then when the musical came, I auditioned again, and I still didn't get it. So this time, I was determined. Mm-hmm. To get into it. So I just called my whole team. I said, I'll do anything. And I finally got in 30 years later.
One final question before we let you go. You have so many fans of you because of In Living Color. Reboot? Reunion? Could that ever happen?
Nah, man, we can't do it this time. Everybody asked for that. The world has changed. You can't be doing that crazy stuff we did. I mean, we barely got away the last time because when The Living Color was originally on, you could call the station to complain. You could write a letter, snail mail, or you could do the latest technology at the time, which was fax. There was no social media.
Right.
No, we could not do the show as it was now. So that's just the way it is.
Maybe new version.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the show because we were wild back then.
Yeah.
Buck wild. You can't do men on film.
Not today.
We turned it on once in the Costa family household, and my mom, after 2 minutes, was like, yeah. We
shut it down. You were our favorite fan base because, like, I thought when I was on the show, it would be like, it would go off, and then I would go back to auditioning for Magical Negroes. I've met so many people who were kids either and snuck and watched In Living Color, or they started The Next Generation they watched on reruns. And it just kept going. I mean, I don't know where it's on now, but I never thought it would last this long. I didn't.
Well, this movie is incredible. You're phenomenal in it. Everyone should go
see it. Check it out. It's really funny and great.
Thank you.
Magical Negroes will be in theaters March 15th. David Alan Greer, everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Our guest tonight is a Tony Award-winning actor and singer who stars in the comedy series Girls 5 Eva, now on Netflix. Please welcome Renee Elise Goldsberry.
Tony Award-winning Broadway star of musical, The Lion King, Rent, The Color Purple.
No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Hamilton.
Did I miss Hamilton?
Oh, my God.
I suck at this job.
I love that you
missed
it. Right here.
It says right here.
I love that you missed it.
We missed it. And Girls 5 Eva, season 3, mm-hmm. dropping now. Today?
Today. It drops today on Netflix.
This show is honestly one of my favorite comedy shows of all time. It is so, so funny. There are so many jokes per minute. You almost have to watch each episode multiple times to try to catch everything. And your character is so funny. She's like the total standout.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's easy to say when I'm here by myself, but thank you so much.
Everyone in it is very talented, but you have some of the funniest lines.
Thank you. The entire show.
The
show is very dense. We call it JPM dense, jokes per minute.
Yep. Jokes per minute.
We showed that clip that you just saw at the premiere, and everyone missed the third joke because they were laughing at the first one. That's just how funny it is. You have to watch it several times, which is good because it's streaming. Yep.
Yes!
Yeah.
So you get it again!
It's really a dream come true of a job. We laugh hysterically. I just spent the entire night putting together my BTS reel to post on Instagram because now I can, and I just remembered how much joy we have.
Aww.
It's so fun.
It's the season 3 is coming out now, but you did season 1 and season 2 before that. Tell people, if they didn't catch it when it first came out,
what it's about.
What is the show about?
Wouldn't you like to know? Girls 5 Eva is about a one-hit wonder group, pop group from the 90s, who discovers in present day that their one hit has been sampled by a rap star. And so they decide that they are back. In the first season, they decide they're gonna stay together. In the second season, they make an album called Returnity. And in the third season, they go on tour. That's what's hot and new. All three seasons are on Netflix, but the third season is hot and new. You find us in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
We've written a song. It's called Tap Into Your Fort Worth. We do it because we discovered it.
There it is.
Oh, come on. The Tony right there. No, we basically discovered there's a hole in the market. It's like the biggest city that doesn't have a song about it.
Yeah.
So, I wonder why.
So
you make a song called Tap Into Your Fort Worth, and you find us in the beginning of season 3, killing in Fort Worth.
She was also in Hamilton.
Yes. Good job.
I wanted to ask you, because the show is frustratingly funny and seems at ease. However, how are you reading the jokes in the script and then saying, here's what I'm gonna bring to it? I mean, is it the actors adding things, or is that all in the script? I mean, there's so many jokes in this thing, it makes me angry.
I know.
So is that you? Is it the script? Is it all? Is it everybody working together? Is it improvising? What is it?
It starts with, it's funny that you mentioned Hamilton, because it reminds me of that.
You were in Hamilton.
I was.
Yeah.
I say it
as often as I possibly can. Yeah.
No, it's sometimes you find yourself in a perfect storm. The writers are brilliant. It's Meredith Scardino and Tina Fey. It's anybody like 30 Rock? Anyone ever? It's that team of writers and producers. There's the greatest just design team. We have all these wonderful songs. Let me tell you about the cast. Sarah Bareilles, yeah. Paula Pell, Busy Phillips. We have, there's a lot of flashbacks between the 90s and today so yeah. that we can just kind of figure out what went wrong. there was a lot that kind of went wrong in the 90s that we weren't aware of. Sometimes it's fun to just kind of tap into the misogyny of these pop groups in the 90s.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
It's unbelievable. You are so lame. No, it's true. And you do touch on all of that. Women, when you look back on how female pop stars were treated in the 90s and the early aughts, it's like, it's atrocious.
It is. I actually was that. And I was definitely in my 20s in the 90s trying to be a pop star. Okay. I didn't even have one hit. So I'm actually kind of proud of this group, but I had no idea. I used to be in a group that was trying to get signed, and we had a song called Yes You Can, Yes You Can Find You a Good Man, but when you do, you gotta treat him right. Make sure your love is out of sight now. Now, I mean, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. We could write about something other than finding a good man.
Yeah,
like that's,
yeah.
That's what we get to do on this show. Sarah Bareilles plays the character Dawn, and we know that she's a brilliant Grammy Award-winning songwriter, but it's fun to watch her try to figure out how to write songs badly on this show.
Your character is so, she's so incredibly confident and really demands the attention of everyone in the room, almost to the point where she's sort of a little deranged.
Obnoxious.
Almost yeah. deranged.
She is. She is very
just shy.
Self-obsessed.
Just
yes.
shy of it. But on the paper, it could read like that, but you have a way of making her so relatable and endearing, and you root for her. How do you do that?
Well, I root for her. It's funny. I think our experience with anything is really about our perspective in the moment. Right now, I am a woman of a certain age who would love to have a pop album, who would love to would love to try to make it, but I'm always looking at myself like, that's a ridiculous thing to ask at this age, to be a bubblegum pop star at 50 years old. That seems ridiculous to ask. And I love the fact that I'm on the show where someone is trying. I love right. the fact that this crazy group of people gives themselves the license to dream. It's really more than funny in that yeah. way. So yeah, she's very obnoxious. She's very self-centered. She's the reason why the group broke up the first time. but you know, it helps you realize, you know, no matter how bad you mess up, you have an opportunity for a second shot. And we can understand why anybody, that ambition is so strong, it makes you want to root for them.
That's one of my favorite parts of these characters is they make fun of themselves, but they still dream and they
yes.
aspire. And my question for you is that you in real life as well? And how do we keep aspiring?
How do we keep aspiring?
Right? And I had this
you know
question
what?
And other and people said, Michael, are you going to ask her that silly question? And I said, I want to know how I'm going to keep aspiring.
Because you are a dreamer.
Can I sing my song?
Yes, you
I'm
can!
Just no, I don't have a song.
You can!
But they're optimistic, yet doing they are aware of their faults, and I love it. So
yeah, how do you keep aspiring? First of all, I think that's the beauty. You surround yourself with people that don't laugh at you.
Right.
Unless it motivates you to be laughed at, because that works too.
There you go.
But you surround yourself by people right. that are trying to do what you're doing. I think that's hugely important, and you have to talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And what I love about the character Wiki, I love that she just has these audacious ideas. In season 3 of Girls 5 Eva, she books them a gig at Radio City Music Hall on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah. Big swings,
yes.
right? She takes
she
big swings.
She uses all the money they've made to yeah. do this. It's obnoxious. It's ridiculous. Like, you kind of need somebody out there that takes big swings
yeah.
because it's either going to decimate you or you're
yeah.
going to pull something off and move forward.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's inspiring.
Do you have situations in your own life where you meet a challenge and you have to channel your inner Wiki Roy? Because I sometimes would love to be able to channel Wiki Roy.
I put on a lot of hair. I put
yes.
on a lot of hair.
There it is.
And I get somebody to put some eyelashes on. No, I actually turn the show on, believe it or not. That sounds so obnoxious.
I love
that. That's so obnoxious. Like, you know, I feel bad today. I'm going to turn myself on television.
Yeah.
But I actually actually am doing that this season because I just love the audacity of these women. I think it's super funny. We started doing the show in the middle of COVID when it was just good to be in breathing around other people. Yeah. I think we gave each other a lot of crazy messaging during the last couple of years because we had to survive, and that was distance means safety.
Right.
I think this show proves that that's not true. And I just feel, I feel when I look at these women that it's okay to have a license to dream. I think it's okay to be ridiculously ambitious. I think it's okay to join together with your friends at any age and sing harmony and dress alike.
You talked about wanting to be a pop star and that seeming ridiculous, but you have your own album coming out.
I do, soon. I do. It's coming out in 2024. It is a... I've been writing music for a long time. I've been a lyricist for a long time. And I've had the great privilege of being able to sing a lot of other people's lyrics, like Lin-Manuel Miranda's and Jonathan Larson's.
You were in Hamilton.
And I was in Hamilton! Have I said that? Did you know? But I'm excited about the audience that we have on our own at this stage of our lives. I'm excited about the fact that I actually have more followers than Girls Five Eva, so why not try?
That's right.
But most importantly, I do believe that it's never too late to try something new. And there are women of every age that are killing it right now. I mean, look, there are just. I remember when we first started doing the show, Jennifer Lopez was doing pole dancing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I love the fact that we are celebrating those women right now. We should be celebrating those women because they're inspiring us that it is never too late to have a country album, Beyonce.
Yes.
Right? It's never too late to reinvent yourself.
That's right. Well, you are an inspiration. You're so funny in the show. Congratulations on season 3. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Dream!
Be sure to check out all 3 seasons of Girls 5 Eva on Netflix. Renee Elise Goldsberry.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.